All right, guys, welcome back to the Friday edition of Bobcat Radio. Very special guest in studio right now, Taylor Black, formerly pitcher for us Bobcats. I guess he can say he's a Bobcat. I mean, he graduated from here. He's going to be a Bobcat for life. He's already hanging back in San Marcos because what else does he have to do? It's the off season right now. Again, so if you want to get a question in for the Colorado Rockies pitcher, hashtag Bobcat Radio, call us right here in the studio. Hit us up on Facebook. I'll even check my Facebook. I never check my Facebook anymore. I feel like it's getting outdated a little bit.
You have a Facebook?
I was one of the original Facebooks.
I thought there was like an age limit to who could have Facebook.
He was in college when I first started.
Thank you. I actually was. That's not a lie. Back when I was like, I don't know how to work this. Ooh, look, instant message. Anyway, let's get moving on. So we left off. We were talking basically just about life in the majors and how things are going along. To wrap up with that, I just want to know, like, do you have goals like you set? Like, hey, I want to make it to, you know, single A or double A by this amount of time. And also, two-part question, I guess. Is there any part of you that wants to get back in there and start, or is it just, I will do whatever I need for this team to make it up there?
My goals are just, you know, do the best I can, and I really don't want to go back to Grand Junction, but if I do, it's a great place to play. You know, fans are great. But if that's what it takes, it's what it takes. You know, it'd be nice to start in low A or somewhere around there in Asheville, but yeah, but relieving, I love relieving now. It's awesome because I don't know when I'm going to pitch. It's just a spur of the moment thing. I got to get ready real fast, and it kind of like makes me focus real fast on what I need to do instead of starting when I have a whole week just to sit there and just think about what I'm going to do and just and then get in the field late and just bored all day. But yeah, relieving is fun. You know, you get the ball field early, throw, and then just hang out in the bullpen and just hang out with the guys until your names get called on the radio.
All right. Are there? I know we're college radio. We can't talk about a lot of shenanigans, but are there some shenanigans that go on in the bullpen back there a little bit?
There definitely is.
We'll talk about that. We'll talk about it off there. Maybe we can tweet it out a little bit here later.
Yeah. Okay. So Taylor, one of the things that we've kind of hit on here on Bobcat Radio and stuff is how much success this program has had compared to some of the other programs around Texas State, you know, football and stuff and soccer. And those sports are coming up now, but baseball has been something that's been good for a little while and stuff. We've had success. We've had conference championships. And to me, a big part of that has been head coach Ty Harrington and stuff. Can you just talk a little bit about how much he means to this organization?
Right. You know, he's been here forever, and he built this program pretty much from the bottom up. He does a great job recruiting. He has good coaching staff, and when Matlock was here, and Matlock recruited me, and then Fikach is here, and then Silva. I mean, they're just a good bunch of people, and you know, it's what it takes. It's a good bunch of people to go out and recruit good players, and you know, we have a beautiful facility, beautiful school. I mean, I don't know what more you could ask for.
So, great fans,
yeah, definitely.
Fans too. That's another thing. Fans are great here, and it was always good to come to a home game and just see the stands filled, yeah, and just cheering for you.
Absolutely.
What's the biggest thing you miss about playing for Texas State?
Meal trades.
Texas State, man. Just the atmosphere here. It just feels like home. That's why I'm back here. I just can't get enough of it. All my friends are here, and just I just love playing for them, and it was just a good experience. Feel like family, you know?
Definitely, definitely. All right, guys, well, there you have it. Taylor Black, former Bobcat pitcher, pitcher in the Colorado Rockies organization. Like, can we just call him Colorado Rocky? That's fine. Right? I can call you Colorado Rocky. Yes, of course I can.
He's wearing the shirt and hat.
No. I know. Why not? Once again, I want to thank you for joining us right here in the studio, wishing him all the luck in the upcoming season. Says your report's back February. You're off till February, is what you said? All right. So nice time. Just relax. Hang out a little bit. Back in San Marcos. Bobcats, there you go. You're so happy to get out of San Marcos and go do your thing. Trust me, you come back. I've done it. Taylor Black has done it. Everybody does it. Just get used to it.
At least you went to like a nice place. Nicer than Colorado.
Yeah, it was very nice there.
All right, guys, we're going to take a quick 30-second break. We'll come back and update you on some Texas State volleyball, women's golf, soccer, and, of course, football right here on KTSW San Marcos.
When sadness, depression, and boredom ruining your perfect day, there is one thing that can help you make them go away. KTSW 89.9, my only beat. this night. Music and sports and news reports and shows that never make you bored. KDSW has it all and even more.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Friday edition of Bobcat Radio. I'm your host, Jason Harris, joined by Caleb Ryan, Dean Garcia. Hey, Ted Black is going to hang out, you know. Got nothing better to do on a Friday, just waiting around until practice. So he's going to chill with us in studio. So if you still got some questions for him, obviously get those in over to the social media. We'll still get you an answer on those as well. But we're going to move it along because we've got a lot of stuff going on in Texas State sports right now. Texas State women's golf, hey, good showing. Shot their best round of the season over the weekend, 291, to finish eighth at the Golf Week Conference Challenge in Vail, Colorado.
I usually shoot that one round.
Yeah. I got nothing.
I shot like a 95 the other day.
That's not bad.
It was nine holes.
Peter,
but I mean, it's 95.
I was going to go Peter Pan putt golf on that one. But no, hey, top 10 finish, and you're playing golf in Vail, Colorado. That can't be bad, right?
How about you, isn't it, Taylor?
What?
Is it up by you?
Yeah, a little bit, I think. It's somewhere.
it's somewhere over there. It's in that state.
It flies in Colorado. I've played a couple golf grounds, and it flies.
You got like an extra 50 or 60 yards on your drive. That's good stuff, man. No wonder we were shooting so well. Just a note, and I have to point this out. They did finish ahead of Nebraska, Lamar, and that dirty little school up the road called UTSA. Beat those guys as well. Down the road, whatever. Not San Marcos. So always love finishing ahead of those Roadrunners. Upcoming, they'll be participating in the OU Invitational, of course, in Norman, Oklahoma, October 4th through the 6th. Want to wish the women a good luck on there. Now, the top 10 finish would be great as well. Last night, volleyball game going on. Dean, you were out there. Well, it was a raucous good time.
Out there on the Twitter machine.
Yeah, tweeting it out and everything. And our Bobcats do what they normally do and destroyed the competition. Taking down South Alabama, 3-0 straight sets. There was one point in the match where the Cats, I think, were down like 14-7 or something. Yeah. And then they said, no. And just rallied back and destroyed them like 27-21 or something. 27-25. Nice. Love to see it. They do have a big game coming up tomorrow against Troy. Troy is a pretty good team over in Alabama. They'll be traveling to them. However, Troy has lost five of their last six matches, so they're a little shaky right now.
This team travels fairly well.
Yeah.
It does.
And this team just plays volleyball fairly well, I think. And as we do, team's healthy, team's playing very well. Of course, we had a couple injuries here and there. Just wanted to give a shout-out. Shelby Vasmat last night, 10 kills, 1 ace, 1 block. It's going to do everything. That's how we got to do things around here. But Coach Chisholm has got that team playing out of their mind right now. And, hey, I wouldn't be surprised for a Sun Belt repeat, but, you know, got to play the games. Got to walk it out. Women's soccer also in action as well. 5-3-1 on the season. They did have that 2-0 loss to UT back on Sunday. Hard-fought loss. Couple of shots on Cats had a lot of shots on gold, just weren't able to quite do it. I looked it up, and it's actually UT's goalkeeper's like first team Big 12. So, she knows.
I think they were tired, too, and they looked tired. UT just looked faster than them.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about a different class of athlete and what's not, but we had our chances. There's no doubt about that. I did a lot of good shots on gold there. This Friday, today, actually, they're playing Arkansas State, 3 p.m., in Arkansas, so you can't actually go out and see that one, but you can root along. They'll have it.
You might be able to take a flight. I mean,
well, if you can get out there, if you got a private plane or something like that, I mean, take me with you. I'd like to go. It is opening conference play, big game. Arkansas State is 3-6 on the season. Again, there are no easy victories on this one, but we would like to see the Cats go out there, get a road victory, open the conference with a win. Defense has been playing great. Coach Connor's been praising our defensive players, especially freshman Elizabeth Havenhill. If you watch a soccer game, she doesn't come off the field, and if she does, it's for like 2 minutes, and then she's right back on again. Playing outstanding minutes, playing outstanding ball, great form. Coach Connor really praising her as well. Note on this one, Arkansas State's already played with three different goalkeepers.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't
for
know.
Injuries or for like...
And I looked it up. I mean, they couldn't get a whole lot of information on injuries, but if you're going through three, you're either having a really bad season or you're having a really bad season. One of the two. So hopefully we'll open this up with a victory. Sunday they'll be moving along to University of Little Rock, Arkansas. That should be a big test for the Bobcats. That's going to be at 1 p.m. on Sunday. They're 9-0 on the season. This is a soccer team that is pretty tough.
Bring it.
Bring 9-1.
Hey, we are. I like that, Dean. I like that. I'm just going to move along right after that one there. All right, guys. So, big game this week. Football, something or other is going on Saturday. Traveling to Tulsa. Going to go look for that first road victory. Rough loss last week. I won't call it rough. It was pretty close.
Yeah.
Heartbreaking, maybe.
Yeah.
A lot closer than I think the score told.
Agreed.
It was like 7 points.
Yeah, if you missed it, it was 42-35. Well, I understood what you said, Kevin. I got you, man. Don't worry.
We were on onside kick. That onside kick was like inches away from being ours. That's all I meant. Is that, ball was almost ours again.
I can go back to the rain delay and talk about that. We would have stomped them if there was no rain delay. I firmly hold on to that belief right there. But the D did give up 219 yards rushing to a team that is not well known for their rushing. Illinois was only averaging about 72 yards a game. Tyler Jones still looking great. 336 yards, 4 touchdowns, 1 interception. He's spreading the ball around. He had 5 different receivers with 4 or more catches in that game. Can't ask for more out of this guy. Normally 35 points should win you a game. But we're not going to dwell. We're going to move right along to this week against Tulsa, Saturday, 7 p.m. Going to have kickoff for you right here on KTSW. Tune in about 6:30. Have a pregame for you as well. Yours truly will be on there. I think the big man, Warren Shore, is going to show up and to do a little pregame.
Ball, man.
Yeah, don't quote me on that one there, but I have to be on my A game for this. So last week, Tulsa goes down pretty hard, 50-21 loss to Florida Atlantic. The quarterback, Dane Evans, throws two interceptions. And actually, the quarterback for Tulsa, Dane Evans, 2 interceptions in every game this season so far. That's just positive right out.
Maybe that's why their defense has given up like 130 points in 3 games.
It's a little rough, but a good thing for the Bobcats as well, especially after seeing Colby Targan come up with that big catch, a big interception last week at a very, very timely manner. That was good stuff right there. Yeah.
Have you watched any football, Taylor?
It's the first week I've been down here, so no, I haven't. I mean, I'll probably be back and hang out in the alumni building and, you know.
See, he gets the perks now. Like, not a student anymore, can walk right in. Like, now it's like the alumni won't want to talk to this guy right here. Yeah, good to know. All right, guys, so let's dive right in, you know, just matchups and everything like that. The first thing I'm looking at right now, I'm going to brag a little bit. So in the Sun Belt Conference, Texas State scoring offense, second, 40 points a game. First in yards, 538. Our offense is getting it done. Like, I know we have hiccups and drops and, you know, holding penalties, knock on wood. A lot of personal fouls here and there, but it's going good. Caleb, you disagree with me a little?
No, I think it's just hard to sit there and look at the numbers this early in the season whenever we had that game against our Arkansas Pine Bluff. I think that game was just so just monstrous in terms of yards and stuff, and I don't think that it was true to what we can really do. But I mean, with that said, I mean, it's still fun to be first. I just don't think, you know, I'm not gonna sit there and ride those first place stats at the moment and stuff until we start playing some more conference.
I could spin this into you not believing in Tyler Jones. I won't do that.
That is not at all what I'm saying.
That's fine. I won't do that. Well, would it change your mind if I told you Tulsa's giving up 44 points a game and we're putting up 40?
A little bit, yeah.
Nah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm still very excited about this weekend.
Yeah. Devin.
They've given up 50 the past 2 games.
Yeah. It's definitely a defense you can score on. Again, they turn the ball over, so you do get plenty of time in your own territory. If you can get a turnover down there, obviously that's always great. Tulsa is averaging 313 passing yards a game, so they do like to throw the ball around. Not a big rushing team. Again, Illinois wasn't a big rushing team as well, though, and we saw what they were able to do to us.
Yeah, I mean, it seemed like the first half against Illinois, we really shut them down, and I think that if we can do that this week with Tulsa, we're going to be just fine. There's not going to be any rain delay, hopefully. Got my fingers crossed here.
You can go ahead and say.
Well, go ahead. Didn't the girl from Illinois say it was going to be like 80 and sunny?
Yeah, Charlotte.
Wasn't it like 50 and like rainy?
I'm going to have to talk to her. We had a reporter from Illinois on, and she was like, yeah, it's going to be sunshiny, and it's going to be a great weather. And, of course, down here it's just pouring rain, and it's miserable down here. Of course, the Cats get up there, and it is like pouring down rain up
and
there.
It's nice down here.
Yeah. I'd have to email her. Just to ask her a little bit. And didn't you, like, and just to twist the knife a little bit.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm in the booth. Like, I'm producing that game, and it rained delay, and I'm like, it's fine, I'm used to it. This guy, Hyphen, texts me, he's like, it's going to be 2 hours, and he gives me the time that it's going to start. And I'm like, dude, it's not going to last that long. No, whatever. It lasted, like, within 2 minutes of the time.
It was like an hour and 58 minutes.
Oh, it's killing me. So I blame Caleb for that one. So the running game, we talked about... Again, it concerns me. The running game, our run defense concerns me right now, simply because we did give up 219 yards versus Illinois, a team that doesn't run the ball very well. Obviously, Wes Lunt can throw it all over the place, and he did. You know, he had a pretty good game. Is it Arakpo? Is it missing Arakpo? Is it, you know, the youth on the defensive line?
It's hard to tell because Arakpo only played like one half of against the actual team.
Yeah, but we've seen him over as opposed to last year, you know, and we know what he can do and we know what he brings to this offense. What's missing right now?
I think this is a team that whenever something starts, I'm going to say this, and if I'm wrong, you guys correct me, but I think this is a little bit of a team that whenever something starts going wrong on defense, the other team starts getting a drive, starts getting a run, it's really hard to shut them down at that point and stuff. And it's really hard to just get our traction back. And I don't know if it's because of that first game, you know, we just thought everything was just gonna come to us like that or what. But to me, that's what it looks like. It looks like once they really start getting that drive going, that we just can't stop them. So the secondary's having to come up and they're not making tackles when they need to.
Well, in our last two games, though, our offense hasn't moved the ball at the beginning of the second half, and our defense has been out there a lot. Like, if you look at the Navy game, our defense, it was like four straight drives, they shut them down, three straight drives, they shut them down, and the offense didn't move the ball at all. It was like three and outs both games. So I think, look at that, the defense is getting tired.
Yeah. It might be just a thing, though. Can't get them both working quite at the same time. Although, when they do, again, the first, 10 minutes of the Illinois game, defense looked great, offense looked great, it just came out and everything was clicking. And then, you're right, I think something happens where it just throws one of them off or the other one off, and you can't get them right back at going again.
The rain delay is what happened.
We would have crushed them.
This boat is still real, though. I still believe in this team.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm so excited about the rest of the season. I don't think that this recent trend of you know, falling out in the second half is going to stay for the rest of the season. So
I agree. All right, guys, we're coming up on a break as well. We're going to when we come back from break, we'll continue breaking down Texas State football just a little bit more. We'll make a prediction, see if we can coax a prediction out of Taylor here, if he can get a score for the game. And then obviously we'll dive into a couple of Major League Baseball updates, get you an update actually on San Marcos High School football as well. Then we'll dive right into the NFL, what's going on this week with the Cowboys, the Texans, and, you know, wrap the show up with a few little thoughts. I've got one or two things that I think we ought to talk about. So keep right here on KTSW San Marcos.
All right, guys, right now in San Marcos, it's 79 degrees. It's going to feel a little bit like 81, mostly cloudy at the moment. And later on today, it's going to get up to 86, continuing with a partly cloudy trend. And it's going to be a 20% chance of rain. So if it's not raining, get out there, Bobcats.